Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Thank you, Lord, for being good to me. Hallelujah.
Thank you. God is good,
and he's good all of the time, all of the time. Even when it seems bad, we can look up and find the goodness of the Lord. When you look around, you can say, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. When you open your eyes in the morning, you can say, look what the Lord has done. He has given me another day, another opportunity to be a kingdom sniper. Amen. So I can be used for his glory. Well, and we just thank you so much for tuning in on this beautiful May 27, 2020 at 5 p.m. Joining in with me, your host, Prophetess Teresa Docks. I'm excited and delighted to be here and to be able to bring forth the word. You know, we have so much to be grateful for, to be thankful for, and each and every day that you have an opportunity to be in the land of the living, make sure that you give back to the kingdom. Amen. Your gifts, your talents, your time, your efforts, do something to build up the people of God. Amen. Glory to God. Well, on behalf of Kingdom Builders International, I come to you every Wednesday to give you a word of encouragement to open up the eyes of your understanding. Amen. Glory to God. It is only by His grace. Only by His grace. Amen. But we're going to be talking today, hallelujah, about spiritual snipers in the kingdom. Spiritual snipers, kingdom, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's a job for Jesus. I'm telling you, there's some things that God has in store for His people. It's not by accident, I tell you, it is not by accident that we're dealing with what we're dealing with in this season. Amen. Think it's not strange that the word of God is being fulfilled throughout the land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I want to encourage you to get your Bibles out. I want to encourage you to relax and sit back and let's feast upon the Lord. The word of God is truly a blessed place, a blessed table to sit at. Amen. Amen. Well, again, I want to thank you. We are here Mondays through Friday, with some days exceptions. Sometimes things happen and we're not on the line, but it is our endeavor to be with you daily for at least an hour. So if you know anyone that's interested in coming forth and birthing out their teaching anointing or want to preach or give a word, we want to encourage you to have them give us a call at area code 313-583-9739, or you can email us at kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. Amen. And then you can also tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, Kingdom Builders International. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to get ready to go into our teaching moment. Hallelujah. You know, we just thank God for His goodness because we don't have to be on this line. You know, we live in a country where we're able to get on the line and talk about the Word of God. We don't have to hide. We don't have to run. We can get on the line and talk about the Word of God. Amen. I want you to get your Bibles out, if you would. And if you would be so kind to turn your Bibles, we're going to go through a few scriptures, but I want to give you one particular one, Exodus, hallelujah, Exodus 15:3. Amen. Exodus 15:3. And if you would, make note of Judges 3. And we're going to go first and second chapter, first and second verse. So that's Exodus 15:3. And then we have Judges chapter 3, verses 1 and verse 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is part one, and we're going to be talking about spiritual snipers. You know, the world is the attempt to impose its will on God's people. And so war exists. You know, war, it always involves two sides, right? And God give us a technique. A tactic, a technique that we can use so we can use the countermeasures to develop our strategies on the enemy. Yes, the battles, the Bible says the battle is the Lord. Amen. He fights the war and he always wins. But there's three elements of war. Three elements, and I'm going to be talking about those elements of war. Hallelujah. Let me read the scripture, and then we're going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go forward. Amen. And the Bible says, the Lord is a warrior. Amen. Did you know that? That the Lord is a warrior. And then he created us in his own image. And he created us in his own likeness. So what does that mean to you? Hallelujah. Exodus 3, it says, the Lord is a warrior, and the Lord is his name. Look, sound plain to me. The Lord is a warrior, and he teach his people warfare. Amen. So, the Lord is a warrior, and the Lord is his name. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we just thank you for this hour of power. And God, we ask you that you would speak, Lord God, that you would activate the ear gates of your people, that you would open the hearts of the listeners, Lord God. Father, that we would not only know your ways, Lord God, but we would also know what our destiny is, what you would have called us to do, Lord God. Father, we thank you. Moses knew, knew God, knew the ways of God. That's what we want, Father. We want to understand more about you. So, Father, I thank you as you hide me behind the cross and let the oracles of heaven speak to your people. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I pray and I say thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I get excited. I want to talk about the three elements of war. So we already talked, we already found in the Word where the Bible says that the Lord is a warrior. See, a lot of times we don't see that side of him, or we don't recognize that it exists. God is not a, excuse my language, he's not a punk. Amen, because he big G God, and he created everything, and there's nothing that was made without him. But the three elements of war are mobility, firepower, and security. Amen. Those are the three elements of war: mobility, firepower, and security. Now, these elements not only apply to a physical battle, but I want you to open your ears. It also applies to a spiritual battle as well. Amen. So remember, the three elements of war: mobility, firepower, and security. So the Bible is full of scriptures that make reference to this spiritual aspect. And we read one, which was Exodus 15 and 3. And the title I want to give you is The Lord of Hosts is Ananiah Taziah. What does that mean? Ananiah Taziah. It means Lord of the Armies. Do you hear me? Lord of the Armies. So the Lord is a warrior, and he teaches people warfare. Okay, I'm going to prove it to you, because I love to substantiate everything that I'm saying to you. You will be able to find it in the Word. You never want to give something out that you have no biblical support. Amen. If you have no biblical support, then you have to do your homework. You must do your research so you can support it with the Word of God. so that it can be in the hearts of your people, the listeners. But Judges chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Amen. Look, I just said the Lord is a warrior, and he teaches people warfare. And guess what? And he trained my hands for battle and my fingers for war. Oh, well, you say, you know, I can't fight. I'm too young to fight, or I'm too old to fight. No, listen. God is fighting through you. If you're willing and obedient, the good of the land. So I want you to apply the scriptures and let the scriptures do all the work. Amen. Because the scriptures will go before you. Just send the word. Jesus sent the word, and what happened? They were healed. Amen. Amen. He didn't have to go. He just sent. You ever had to pray and things happen just because you prayed? Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. Amen. But Judges 3, and I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. And during this time, God led the nation to test the Israelites. So the Bible says, there are the nations the Lord left to test. All those Israelites who had not experienced any of the war in Canaan. So he did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience. Hmm. What does that say to you? He left them there so they can learn how to do what? Warfare. So we can say, oh, the battle's not mine. But why would God leave his chosen people there to learn warfare? It's incumbent upon us to know what we're called to do. Amen. Because that's the only way that we can truly help, when we know what we should be doing. Amen. God is good. God is faithful. Amen. Amen. So now, and then he not only teach warfare, he trained. The Bible says in Psalms 144 and 1, we're going to put it together. Psalms 144 and 1. Get your Bibles. Flip through the Bible. There's a blessing, and even in the flipping, amen. When you, the Bible say, when you thirsty and you're hungry, you are going to be filled. So keep searching, keep looking, find it. Psalms 44, verse 1. And this was David when he petitioned for God's deliverance on this scripture. 44 and 1. And the Bible says, praise be to the Lord. My rock trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. And then the next verse, this is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge, who subdued people under me. Oh, Lord, what a man that you care for me. The son of man, that you think of him, man is like a breath. His days is, listen, it go on and on. But the point that I'm trying to make is, he trained my hands for battle and my fingers for war. And he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. In Psalms 18 and 34, it says, and he trained my hands so that my arm can bend a bow of bronze. Sound like a bow and arrow to me. And he trained my hands for battle so that my arms could bend a bow of bronze. That's in Psalms 18 and 34. We're talking about spiritual sniper, being trained and being equipped, hallelujah, being qualified for the battle. This is serious. This is serious. We don't go out naked, do you? No. You prepare when you leave your home. Amen. When you go to work, what do? You prepare when you leave for work. When you're making a meal, what do? You prepare the meal. Well, that's the same thing in the kingdom. It's no different. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to plan, make provision, okay? That's what the kingdom building is all about, training up people so that they would know what their God-given purpose is. Their God-given talent is not about me. It's all about you being developed to do what God have called you to do. Amen. Don't just eat the word. Become the word. Live the word. Amen. You're going to slip and fall sometime, but it's okay. Just get right back up, because remember, you trained and you're equipped. And to much is given, hallelujah, hallelujah, much is required. God is a keeper. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. Amen. Sometimes we say we want to be kept, but do we really, really want to be kept? It's a sacrifice that's required for God to do what he needs to do through you so that you can fulfill your calling and your assignment, and your election, hallelujah, is made sure. Amen. It brings a peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. When you're walking in the center of God's will, it brings a great peace that comes with you fulfilling your life purpose. Amen. There's nobody like Jesus. Nobody. Nobody. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to encourage you today. And then I want to give you the scripture, Numbers chapter 4. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to Numbers chapter 4. Then once you get there, go ahead and turn to the third, Numbers 4, and then we're going to go to 3. Verse 3. And it says that the Levite had to be 30 years old when they entered into the service to do the work in the tent of the of meetings. Amen. So they had to be a certain age to be prepared to work in the tent. They didn't just send them out there. They had to be prepared. Numbers 4 and verse 3 says, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about knowing that there's a requirement for all of us. God is expecting something from you. God has need of you. He needs your body well. He needs your ear gate open, because he want to use you. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 3, it says, count all the men from 30 to 50 years of age who come to serve in the work in the tent of meetings. Listen. What was the tent of meeting? This was the work of the Kishtonites in the tent of meetings. What did they do? They cared for the most holy things. So when the camp was on the move, they were the ones that and they took the tabernacle, and when they did have the ark, they had to move it. And so when they settled everything beautiful, but when it was time to move, they had particular people that were trained to move this tent and move the articles and the holy things of God right along. Amen. So that means that things aren't going to be the same. What did they do? They kept moving. They kept it moving. They weren't stationary. You know, when they were in the wilderness, when they were out there, what they did was they traveled. Everybody knew what their job was to do. They never knew what tomorrow was going to bring. But all they knew is everyone had to fulfill what? Their own assignment. Hallelujah. So if you're not doing what you are called to do, if you're not fulfilling that assignment, we're going to be training on Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be talking about a spiritual sniper as an intercessor. So we're going to be training on that. And it's a three-day training. We want to encourage you to join in. You can register. You can get your book emailed to you. We want to encourage you to get yourself ready for our three-day conference. It's going to be online. Hallelujah. We're going to use Zoom, and we are truly excited about it. But what did they do? They moved right along. Amen. The temple service was war, was spiritual warfare. Amen. The temple, when they built that temple, they prayed. It was spiritual warfare. So we know that this warfare is done by our testimonies. Amen. Listen, what does the Bible say? They overcame the enemy by what? By the blood of the Lamb and the words of the testimony. What are you saying? What are you saying? Amen. Come on now. See some things. See some great things. See some victory. See some joy. See some peace. And that's what you'll say. But warfare is done by our testimonies. So as we keep the scripture, as we keep the Bible and the words of God, our witness against constant reproach or having conflict with our enemies or watching for error, or sometimes people just look for something wrong. Amen. They're looking for heresy. They're looking to reject something, looking to be stubborn or looking to be contentious, you know, in the physical realm. But we are also, we begin to wrestle not just with spiritual wickedness, but we wrestle in the natural unnecessarily. So that spiritual warfare becomes a part of our inner being. Listen, enemy, into me. So if the enemy is into me, then we got to get the enemy out of you. Amen. Because he is truly, truly the adversary. He want to make you ill. He want to make you not motivated. He want to steal your dreams, your vision, your purpose, your love, your forgiveness. He want to take it all from you. Amen. He is our adversary. And he is trained to do his job. He is trained to stop that man that God made from becoming what God have preordained for him to become. So that means every single obstacle, every single thing that you deal with, every single thing that you go through, you can bet your bottom dollar that the adversary is somewhere around. I'm not saying that he caused everything, amen, but he watched you cause it on yourself. He watched you go through the motion. He watched you. So we got to tell Satan, I'm in charge. I am a child of the King. God is my daddy. And guess what? He is the Lord of war. Ha-ka-ra-ra-bo-she. And you can say it with joy. You can say it with love. You can say it with peace. And you could be standing up there, and God can come in and strike someone down any moment. So what we have to do is stay focused on completing our course, knowing what God would have us to do, because he truly fight our battle, but he want us to be a partaker in his suffering. Amen. So let me break this down to you. We already read that the Levites had to be 30 years old. We was reading between 30 and 50 to service, to do the work of the tent, in the tent meeting. And the work, the word for service there is tzava. And what that means is warfare. Tzava means warfare. Remember I said the Lord of hosts is Ananiah tzava. Okay, so I'm going to break it down. Tzava, it means warfare. So the temple service was spiritual warfare. So we know that this warfare is done by our testimonies as we keep the Bible. Now listen to this. Our biblical, our physical warfare can be applied to spiritual warfare. So our all biblical, all physical warfare can be applied to spiritual warfare. Okay, turn to 2 Corinthians. Turn to 2 Corinthians, and we're going to search the scripture, and I'm going to read it over so that we can read it together. Amen. Glory to God. God is awesome. I'm telling you, if we get into the word and just ask God to give us a word for today, or give us the heart of God, give us the mind of Christ, he will do it. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4, and then we're going to read Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, and the Bible says, for those though we live in this world, we do not wage war as the world does. The war we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they are divine powers to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God, take captivity every single thought to bring it into obedience to Christ. Listen. So we take authority over our thoughts. We take authority over our thoughts. Amen. We don't let our thoughts run wild. So all biblical and physical warfare can be applied to spiritual warfare. I want you to keep that in mind now. Amen. It's all connected. So if you would turn to Ephesians 6 and verses 10 through 20, there you will find that the law of warfare, it can be found there. And it also could be found in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 21 through 20. So we got Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. And then we have Deuteronomy 20, chapter 20, verses 1 through 20. And here you see Yeshua engaged in spiritual warfare when he was tempted on the mountain. How about in Matthew's chapter 4, verses 1 through 11? All of these three is going to share warfare. So there are a biblical concept, and the biblical concept is called the Morsha. Listen, the Morsha. I'll spell that. M-O-R-E-S-H-E-T. And then then you look at as Karva, K-A-R-A-V, which means the heritage of war. And this was taught to the Jewish children. So this concept instructs others about the Lord's battle and how to fight them. So they would teach it to the Jewish children, so the Jewish children would know how to fight the Lord's battle. And aren't they profitable spiritually, physically, financially? Amen. So we're going to be taught today how to fight. How to fight the Lord's battle. Every word that comes out of your mouth creates your destiny. Did you know that? You didn't know that. Every word that comes out of your mouth creates your destiny. Isn't that powerful? You can create your destiny. You can create the atmosphere. Amen. What are you creating? But we're talking about snipers. So the concept of the Jewish children were trained on how to fight the Lord's battle in Judges 3, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. And then you can turn to Isaiah 2, chapter 2, verse 4. I want you to get these scriptures. And then Samuel 22 and 35. Amen. And the casualties of these battles involved are our heart, our mind, our finances, our health, our families, and even our lives. So we're not going to get into the whole teaching of spiritual warfare, but there's another teaching that I want to talk about, and we're going to discuss a little known aspect. Just a little bit about spiritual warfare. Any army has a military occupation specialist. Every army, they have a military occupational specialty. And so does the Lord's army. So everyone has their specialty. Everyone's doing their job. Everyone's doing their purpose. And with you doing what you do and the next person doing what they need to do and everybody's fulfilling the goal of what they need to fulfill, guess what happened? You roll the boat. You go right along. Amen? You go right along. And we talked about being able to hit that target, you know, not praying amiss. Being able to discern what spirit is in operation. You're not guessing. You can't play with demons. You can't play with demons. You know why? Because demons want you to play with them. They want to deceive you. And as they deceive you, then they want to entrap you like the serpent did Adam and Eve. Amen? So we don't play with them. Amen? We don't sleep with the enemy. That's what America does. You know, and I can go on and on, but we're going to stay in the word. But we have to know when he said, I'll teach your fingers. We went over that. He said, I'll teach your fingers to fight, and I'll train your hands to battle. So God is letting us know, I'm going to train you. I'm going to equip you. God is a God of war. He's a God of war because he likes to straighten things out. He likes to fix it so that easy and successful will become our way. Amen. Glory to God. I get excited. But you know, when you're in the word and you're teaching the word, you're teaching yourself first. And I want to encourage you to ask God to give you as much understanding and wisdom and knowledge to apply it. Amen. Because if you have the wisdom, you need to know how to apply that wisdom, or having the wisdom is in vain. Amen. Glory to God. But we're talking about a spiritual sniper in the kingdom. So now we realize that the Jews, the children, they train their children the heritage of war, how to fight the Lord's battle. Amen. What are we teaching our children? Amen, amen. And I talked about the casualties of these battles are involve our heart, because our heart get wounded, our minds get messed up, our finances are out the window, our health is deteriorating, our families are not together, and even our lives are at stake. So we're not going to get what we need from God until we learn how to fight the Lord's battle within. Amen. And then I was talking about the Army has specialties. You have military patient specialties. And the Army of the Lord does too. So there's generals, officers, snipers. Then you got the, what do you call them on the ground? Foot soldiers. Snipers, and infantries. And you'll find physical armies can be found in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual army. So just like the natural army have specialties, you think God gonna let the world have something that he don't have? Actually, they took it after him. So in the kingdom, we got specialties. You might see a person that's a specialist in being a sniper, or a specialist in discernment, a specialist in tearing down strongholds, a specialist in activating a gift. I'm talking about a spiritual sniper. So the gates of hell cannot withstand the attack of the Lord's army. Listen, so in this teaching, I'm going to discuss a little known military specialist called, as I said earlier, the spiritual sniper. Let me break it down, because I won't be with you much longer on the line, but I want to break it down. What is a spiritual sniper? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A spiritual sniper. The word sniper, it means to shoot from a hidden place. I get you. I know you caught it. Yes, the Lord has spiritual snipers and who wage war against the enemy from a hidden place. See, we may never know who they are, but their work can be seen and felt everywhere. And I like to tell my sons, be seen and not heard. Get the job done. You don't have to do a lot of talking. Just get the job done. So we may never know who they are, but their work is seen and their work is felt. So God had some of these best warriors for use as a spiritual sniper. Hallelujah. And to the sniper being hidden is an advantage. But this type of operation, it will not be the novice believer. You know the difference between a novice believer. You know, that's someone that you're new to it. But as a spiritual sniper, you're expert. Amen. You can do it at a hidden place. And when you're doing it at a hidden place, guess what? You have an advantage. Now, you ever seen a sniper, how they may be somewhere hidden by a window or behind a tree, but they have their eyes on the target? But we're talking about spiritual situations. So I want you to know for certain that the enemy has his snipers, and his weapons is aimed right to your head. Listen, the enemy want to blow your head off. He want to cause you not to be able to think. He want to cause you not to be able to forgive. He want to cause your mind to lose track, not to be focused. See, he will lie and cheat and steal and destroy you. Have you ever been under attack from out of nowhere? All of a sudden, you feel like you're just under attack. And if you have, then you've been targeted by a spiritual sniper. Listen, the Lord has his own snipers, just like any army is made up of all the different specialists. Amen. So the Lord's army has many parts, and the sniper is the one that go ahead and destroy the enemy. So let's take a look at the subject. A spiritual sniper must have certain things to complete their mission. Amen. So no man is an island in time of itself. We need one another, right? So we need forces. We need equipment to commit to him. You know, they need to be prepared for every mission, and they need to do their homework, and they must develop infiltrate. They must techniques to get close to their target. They got to strategize, and they need to perform actions with their objective area and then be able to assess the situation and the results of their action. They need to be certain that things will be effective. So we don't want to just be going through the motion, right? We want to hit the target. We want the target down. We don't want to be amiss. We want to get the job done, and we want to move on, right? We want to destroy the enemy. So first, they're going to need a good rifle. And for a spiritual sniper, listen, this can be a computer or some type of media that they can fire their arrows from. Arrows, bullets. What are bullets? Bullets are the truth. The biblical information that is stored in is stored in quivers, which can be your memory. See, the enemy attack your memory, because if you can't remember, he feel you'll forget your target. Amen. So if you can't remember, you got to take notes, and you got to review your notes. Don't just write them, review them. And then guess what else? They will need a bullet of high quality. And this can be likened to the scripture. So we're going to associate the arrow with the truth. And then we're going to associate the bullets with the scripture. So they need to know that their bullets better than their enemy. You need to know what kind of bullets you got more than you need to know your enemy. Spiritual sniper, you must master your artillery, what you're using. So you master them and know where and when they can be most effective. You have to do your homework. So you got an enemy. You got to study. And you got to be sharp. You got to be a sharpshooter. You don't want to spend a whole lot of time you trying to cast out a demon, and then you just going all night trying to cast out one little demon, and then you got legions of demons right there. And what happened? When Jesus' disciples couldn't cast a demon out the man, and Jesus, what did he do? He came and said, "Get out, Satan. Leave." And guess what happened? Satan left. How did that happen? And the disciples was travailing. They was trying to get the job done, but they couldn't get the job done. Why? Was it because the anointing that they had wasn't destroying the yoke? Hey, I'll tell you one thing. This is good knowledge to learn to become a spiritual sniper. So you study your bullets. And you get bullets of high quality. You get the scriptures, and you get key scriptures that when you release those scriptures, it's like a bullet. See, they need to know that as a sniper, you need to know that your bullets, you need to know them better than you actually know the enemy. So you must master your bullets. You must master the scripture. Amen. And use the ones that's most effective in that situation. I'm telling you, I just want to go over my notes again after saying that. Hallelujah. God is good. Well, I don't want to keep you on the line too much longer, but I wanted to do part one of Spiritual Snipers in the Kingdom. The Lord of Hosts is Ananiah Jeriah, and it means the Lord of the Army. Are you in the army of the Lord? And are you equipped? Are you prepared? Are you? Are you ready? Are you ready? If the enemy come, would you be prepared? Do you know your bullets? Do you know what weapons you're using? Amen. Glory to God. So we already talked about a few things. I will review next week on the same thing, but on our 3-day conference, I'll give you an opportunity to, you can go to kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com and request information. You can call us at area code 313-583-9739. I'll be happy to give you the information you need to register. Also, I want you to prepare yourself so that you can become a spiritual sniper kingdom. Amen. Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, and we know Pentecost Sunday was the beginning of the church. We're developing intercessors so that they'll be able to know what God has called them to do. Amen. So when you feel like giving up, you just go on your face and you get reloaded. You get just load that gun back up so that you can fight a little more. Connect yourself with people that believe in you. Connect yourself with people that celebrate you. Connect yourself with people that want to know more about the Father. Amen. I'm excited. You know, even when the children of Israel was out of sync and they were in sin, what did God do? He forgave them. Amen. He forgave them. And then, so when we forgive, we're able to move on. So as a spiritual sniper, we can't afford to walk in unforgiveness. Amen. I want to encourage you, if you like what we're doing, sow into Kingdom Builders International. You can go to giveify.com. That's GiveLify. You can find Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. And you can sow into the many activities that we have going. And as you sow, you're sowing into yourself. Amen. Well, I want to encourage you. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Look over those scriptures and know that God is doing something in your life. Amen. A change has come. Ananiah. God bless everyone. We love you with the love of Christ. Be in peace. Be in God's peace. Walk in God's best. Be careful what you say because you create the atmosphere. Amen. Enjoy this Jewish song, and we'll see you on next week. Same time, same place. God bless you all. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks with Kingdom Builders International.
Israel, Israel, I dwell within your walls. Israel, Israel, I will return to thee. Israel, Israel, I will be Israel, Israel, I remember.
Have a blessed rest of the evening. Love you with the love of God. And remember, you are a spiritual sniper in the kingdom. God bless you all.